Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is already Relationship Wednesday. We are on it. I'm not on the chat on Blog Talk. We don't have internet this morning, so I'm doing this off of my, believe it or not, off my cell phone. So let's see how that works out. But hopefully we'll get it back soon this morning because there's always a lot of work to do. But today's topic for Relationship Wednesday, it's one of those topics that I always ask this question over and over again because I don't get it. When two people are together and one of them keeps saying they want a relationship and then they are doing these things that contradict a relationship, just contradict it all the way up and down the pike. It's like they will do the things that, you know, cause the trouble, bring the drama. And when we suffer with pain and then we suffer with hurt and we try to act like it's not there. And when you talk to the person about what they've done, they act like they're not even the ones that did it. And they talk about it like it's separated from them, like the issue isn't even theirs. And it gets really hard for the person dealing with them because the person dealing with them feels like they're never able to kind of conclude anything or to solve anything. You start talking like this, and you're not getting anywhere, and the other person's not getting anywhere, and you know it, but you would rather not get anywhere than face the fact that you actually did what you did. So it kind of puzzles me, and so I had to ask, like, a ton of questions, because I didn't get how they didn't get it. So I realized that the drama oozes out of the one who complains, who puts other people down, who has all the rules on how they want to live. And, you know, all these things go back and back and back to them. And the crazy part is that they're the ones starting it, but they're the ones calling out drama on everyone else. It's almost like when Christ said, the meek shall inherit the earth, the blind, the meek are the blind. The blindness that we have, that we feel, that we share as people, I want to say it's pain covered up by so many layers that if you tried to get in there, tried to like penetrate that shell of pain, you're going to get in a lot of trouble because that person doesn't want to penetrate that layer of pain, layers of pain. So they're not going to let you. And I have to say this because of what I have seen. I have to say that, you know, people will fight you. They will call you names. They will blame you for what they've done. They will blame you for your reaction to them. They have all these ways of making sure that you do not scratch the surface of their pain. It's a denial that is so deep. You cause the issues to the relationship. You sold that you want to be in a relationship. You blame the other person for the issues you introduce into the relationship. How does it happen? And why does it need to happen for one who's trying not to feel what they feel? And if you start to see this, and usually it takes, like, if you were to meet somebody, a little bit of time for you to even catch on to that, this happening, because they're very energetic, they're excited about being in a relationship, and that kind of takes over in the beginning. But as time goes on, if you start to feel like things aren't matching up, and one way I can describe it, this is what I was told about this, and it resonated with me because I had seen it before myself. And I knew that there was something I wasn't able to put my finger on. And I remember, like, you know, you go to sleep and you know how your mind just filters through everything. And all of a sudden you're like, that can't be true. But wait a minute, that can't be true either. And that can't be true either. And you start realizing that there's a lot of stuff that's going on that doesn't even make sense to you. And I thought, okay, you know, back in those days, you know, you're younger, you're not sure what people are thinking, you don't know anything about how they got to you, but you can move around differently when you're younger. And then you get older, and now I'm dealing with, you know, a couple, good couple, nice people, professional people, but they're having this issue. And I realized that there's just hidden pain. So we tried to address the pain in a safe environment. It's going to be fought over because the person doesn't even know what it is. What it is that's there. They have an inkling. But the behaviors that they have been part of their lives for so long that they don't even know what they're doing or how they're reacting to it. So it's been quite the journey. So as we try to point out, and believe me, this is a team effort, and it's not only a team effort, but it's an awakening. It's an awakening for their relationship. It's an awakening for each person and what they want in life. It's an awakening for the fact that there's something even there. And the person just wants things to go away and start over again and hope that they don't make the same mistake again. But then they make it, and every time they make it, it gets worse and worse, not because the actual mistake is worse. That's not why. Pile up one after the other, after the other, after the other. And then the person receiving this just has a pile on them. They're just, it becomes too heavy, boom, they're flattened and they're on the ground. So they had two choices. And their two choices, believe it or not, were one, they can realize that this is there. They love each other very much and know that just like any other issues, at least they know that this is their issue because it's their issue. And to have like a way of saying, hey, you know what, this is happening again. You haven't told the truth, without it being an insult and without it being a problem. Because if you can do that, provided that these lies aren't destructive lies, like, you know, impending into the relationship, most of the time they're not, but it does get tiring. But you know what? The woman really loves this man. And she really cares for this man, and she really feels like she doesn't want to throw him back out into the world, but she's trying how to make it work because she that never knows what's coming. And the lies are truly that frequent. The issue is they are very big. So if you're the one bringing in the drama, then in a way, you kind of have to play by the rules if you want to keep a relationship with anybody. This woman just happens to love this man and was willing and is willing to give him opportunities because she believes in her heart that if she does that, feeling that surrounds him will help him heal and will give him an opportunity, just a flat-out opportunity to come clean. And at this point, she doesn't even care if it's to her, but she really wants him to come clean for him. So having that much enthusiasm, for their I want to say objectivity towards each other and towards life and towards love. Say, hey, you know what? I really hope that this works. I hope it works for you guys. And what can we do even to make that happen? And I really found out that in time, there's two ways it can go. One way would be that the element of safety does allow the other person to no longer have to focus on creating the dramas that they're bringing in into the relationship and will allow for those truths to come out. And when you're, you know, younger, it's easier to do because time, and if you have kids between you, and there's so many different things that carry a relationship, young kids, you're willing to take the time to try. You have different kinds of time. You have different kinds of patience. You know that things can be healed and grown through. When you're dealing with a couple that's older, now you have different things because a lot of times the kids between you aren't one or the others. And you're getting to know this person and you realize, oh my God, this is a huge bag of tricks. I don't even know if I can penetrate or help this person. So we always have choices. But I will say this, that the choice rests with the person, very least in their lives, got confronted by us. Because they can say, hey, you know what? These people are talking to me about this subject. I have been avoiding this subject for most of my life. The fact that I've been avoiding it has brought me issues over and over and over again. And when you can look at it objectively and say, hey, you know what? Do you really want these issues to remain in your life? Are you comfortable enough with what the results are of your behavior towards others? Is that something you want to continue doing? Do you want to just keep saying, I get it, stop it. Hey, you know what? I do that. I lie. I don't talk very well about other people. And when people find out, I'm just like Teflon. I don't even care. I just say, oh, well, what's done is done. I don't care whose feelings I hurt. I don't care who feels put off because of me. As long as I'm happy, things are okay. Well, then the partner's like, well, wait a minute. You sound like somebody who's very, very, very selfish. Almost narcissistically selfish. Big loving part of you. So I know that that's not who you really are. And I want to give you every opportunity to come clean with yourself, because I know if you do, we can. But otherwise, we're teaching our children to not tell the truth. Otherwise, we're teaching each other that it's okay to not tell each other the truth. And you know what? Truth is a huge thing. I have to say, in this past 15 years of me seeing Christ, and starting to figure out how I was going to begin to tell anybody anything, Christ told me, start with the truth. You saw me. Oh, yeah. And even that sometimes felt like it was too big of a truth, as though there is a truth that's too big. But I always tell people, let's get to the truth. Because once we get to the truth, what happens? You know what you're going to solve. But if you're so busy just trying to prove something's true or not, you're going to stay there until you get there. We underestimate the havoc that the lack of truth creates. People can't even, for the most part, watch the news. Because when they hear things that they know aren't completely true, it's frustrating. Times I like to see when somebody doesn't tell the truth is with a kid, because their face tells you that they know they didn't. Do you know what? It's actually the same for adults. And I don't even look at lying as bad. I look at it as detrimental. I look at it as it taking away from everybody around you, not just the person you're lying to, because once you introduce that energy, I can't talk about lying enough because I can't believe how much I see it. Believe how many relationships it just, you know, I want to say chips away at and breaks down over time if someone just won't admit the truth. And the sad part is that truth stems from an early pain in their lives. So I think the most unattractive part of a lie is that that truth is not told. And because it isn't, and we can't get to it, and sometimes it's so scary for people to get to it, they're willing to live with it and all its baggage. And every year you add another suitcase and another suitcase and another suitcase to your life. And once in a while, you'll be blessed enough to meet somebody who loves you very much, who wants the best for you, who tries to tell you that, who asks you not to do that. They never apologize. They only admit what they really, really, really get caught in because they can't deny it. And then they'll say, okay, I'll give you that one. Give me that one. That's not what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about that you lied here and you got caught lying in this situation, but then won't admit the others. What's really hard is that you're lying from pain, and that pain that you have is attacking both of us every day. Because if it's attacking you and I'm with you, what's happening to me? At least you know why you're doing it. I don't have a chance. I don't have a leg to stand on. How do we make it through this? Can we make it through this? Eventually get buried? Will you eventually be willing to face it? Because you're obviously willing to face this, and this is a lot harder. Yesterday, while I was walking, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was thinking about. And that was, I was seeing like this one lie, not any lie, just a lie. And I was seeing how it moseys along through life, how it affects views, how they try to put it together, how they try to approach the person, the whole thing of like the energy of what a lie does. And Christ said to me, a truth untold somehow becomes a lie lived. And I thought, wow, it's not only when we lie with our mouths and someone tries to figure it out. But the truths that we can't tell to ourselves, we live them over and over and over again. Then that thought brought me a long time ago, and I didn't even remember it until yesterday. And he talked about imprints. Imprints. And I said, you know, what's an imprint? And he said, well, when something happens and the energy is very, very difficult, it keeps replaying itself in that same spot. Let's say somebody got hurt or even killed. Yeah, I know, I hate to think of it. And it's like, let's say it happens in a house. The imprint of that stays in that home. And that's why sometimes we'll walk in somewhere and we'll feel like, oh, I don't want to buy this house. You don't even know why. But the imprint of that energy never left because it was so intense. And he said to me, the imprint of a lie is that intense between any two people you tell it to. And in a relationship, when those imprints grow, one of the two, whoever is receiving it, can't take the energy of that. and the fact that the other person just wants to mull on over it because it's not a big deal to them. Well, it is, but they won't face the fact that it's a big deal to them. They wonder why their lives can't attach, because a lie is a detachment, not an attachment. Mull over lies. They want to. I've seen so many people try, and I'm watching this couple try to do the same. But because of what I know, I told them, I said, you may both be gung-ho right now, but if this continues, you're going to both have a very hard time, because the imprints are going to get heavier and heavier and heavier over time. There was a situation just a week ago where a woman, nice woman, she's a recovering 10 years sober, and she had a relapse in the middle, somewhere about 7 years ago. And she went to go fill out a job application, and she got the job. But then when they went to go through the application, I guess before they did her hiring papers and went through the whole thing, they found out that she had an imprint on her record from when she relapsed, and she ended up getting some tickets, a DUI for it, and all these things. And those, that stays on the records for 10 years. So they call her. You know what? We went through your records and we found this. When we asked you on the application, had you answered honestly, and we knew that, we would have still hired you. We just need to know these things. We don't want to be surprised. Because the position is in a banking industry, she lost the job before she even started. Because they knew that if that happened, even though she's an honest woman, she thought they were asking about a felony. They wanted anything. That was a misdemeanor. She didn't put it on there. She explained that to them. They said, if you can get it off your record by Monday, which is nearly impossible, you can still have this job. But if you can't get it off your record, that deems your application, call it a lie. They called it an error. But that's how sensitive our world has become to any relationship that has the addition of that kind of an imprint of information. That kind of imprint, because what does it do? The pain and suffering it's avoiding in the human being that is adding it, equation, by not speaking up, by not being truthful, truth, love, and purity, those are our cornerstones. When one of them's off, we're off. But a lie, it hits all three, and it hits all three hard. It hits your innocence, because now they know, oh, wow, they can cross the line. It hits your love, because it's your love that's injured, that's been unaddressed. Now we get into all the self-accounting issues. I never even thought about that until yesterday. And I kept saying, you know, Christ, why is, like, every time I post, there's always something about a lie in there. Like, what's up with the lies? It's like when I first saw Christ and I kept writing about truth, love, and purity. And I'm like, how much more can we say about this? And then you find out you can say a lot more, and then a lot more, and then a lot more. It just goes on and on and on. Until I wrote books about it. And for some reason, the delicacies, the literal delicacies, telling the truth, seems to be one of the hottest topics going on in my head, going on with people I see over and over and over again. Because there is an issue that starts and doesn't end until a lie has been, like, purified, has been cleaned, has been brought to the surface. Things in our history that we did not believe forced people to investigate. Our court systems will spend millions of dollars to get to the truth. And how do we feel every time we hear the truth. What do we feel? We're like, okay, we could go on now. It's over. But until we get there, we are riveted as to how they get to the truth. When you watch like investigative shows, police shows, all of them, the whole show is based on how it's going to get to the truth. That's how wired, that's how connected we are, and how we literally cannot survive in the disconnection of the ill will that the lie, the energy of that lie, of the lie, the unfinished business, obviousness of a lie, puts on a couple of any kind in our world, any bond, whether it's a personal relationship, whether it's a work relationship, whether it's one with a child. I don't care what area of life it is. When that is present, nothing else can be present, because that one thing will dominate every other topic, will never go away until it is clearly and cleanly admitted to. Because to admit it would mean that you're saying, hey, you know what? Gosh, something in me really hurts this much for me to cover it this deeply. Wow. That pain is heavier than everything, and all I did was give people a spark of my pain to feel. But look, I've got everything in order. I've got it all down. I'm doing a great job. But you're not. The great job you're doing is like putting a lid on the top of an elephant's head. The elephant is still there. And the lid keeps falling off. And you have to keep putting it back on. We have to allow for a safe place over time to help each other. What I would advise anybody is that if you are in a relationship, because today is Relationship Wednesday, and you are in a place where somebody has that in them, and you've given them a safe place to come out in, and they can't, you really have to get help or make a decision that you will have a very superficial relationship. No one on earth can get away with sustaining when lying is present to that level, because that means the pain will run the relationship. You guys, we have Dream Theme Thursday tomorrow. I won't have the sign off since I'm not on Blog Talk right now. I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.